5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 again today, Russia, Russia, Russia. For months, the Biden administration has been pushing alarming headlines that Russia was just moments away from an invasion of Ukraine. And administration officials have been doing this now. We learned, thanks to CNN over the weekend, that this was a carefully coordinated campaign coming out of the White House to preempt Russia's efforts to invade Ukraine by releasing previously classified intelligence about the potential of a false flag attack, Russian troop movements, and so on. This intended to reduce the effectiveness of a false flag and ultimately deter military action on the part of Russia. Is this really the grand strategy? Is Joe Biden actually playing four-dimensional chess against outmaneuvering Vladimir Putin? Maybe. Or maybe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave away the game over the weekend when she told ABC's George Stephanopoulos, and I quote, "It's about diplomacy deterrence. Diplomacy deterrence. And the president's made it very clear. There's a big price to pay for Russia to go there. So if Russia doesn't invade, it's not that he never intended to. It's just that the sanctions worked," end quote. Aha. There it is. Democrats need a win on something. The White House has not been able to get any of its policy objectives through Congress. And his approval rating has dropped below 40% for the first time. This is horrendous for a first-time president. So looking for a win on something, the Democrats have fueled this narrative that Russia is just moments away from invading Ukraine, accusing Putin of something he never intended to do, or perhaps never intended to do. I don't know what's in Putin's heart, but there are good reasons to believe that Russia really doesn't want to try to absorb Ukraine. Number one, Ukraine's economy is a wreck. Number two, most Ukrainians really don't like the Russians, so it would be a major headache. They don't need it. Yes, they would like a land bridge from the from Russian territory through the Donbass to the Crimea. That would certainly be more convenient than having to bring everything in by ship. But aside from that, the rest of Ukraine, Russia would be happy to let it go its own way. They just don't want NATO missiles in Ukraine, which is understandable. Anyway, the point here is this. Democrats set this up that Putin's about to do it. He's going to do it. In fact, over the weekend, there was a report that the CIA had concrete evidence that it's going to happen tomorrow, Wednesday. And then if it doesn't, well, as Nancy Pelosi said, it's because Joe Biden brilliantly outmaneuvered his Russian counterpart. Chalk one up for Biden. Let's pray that this is all that this is, and that this doesn't backfire and turn into something kinetic, because the only losers in this will be those young men and women who actually have to be in the line of fire. Topic number 4, the World Economic Forum and critical race theory. World Economic Forum has come under fire for a social media video, which appears to be a, at least at first, an even-handed analysis of critical race theory. But it shifts very quickly over the course of the 2-minute video into a full endorsement of CRT, which charges an entire demographic with a collective crime. We, the less melanated in the West, are guilty of systemic racism and oppressing those of color. The clip defines critical race theory as a legal framework developed by U.S. legal scholars in the 1980s that argues that the laws, rules, and regulations that govern society today have been shaped by the historical subordination of people of color, and that this is a driving force behind racial inequality today, end quote. So the solution, of course, is to do away with our current legal framework. In other words, deconstruct Western civilization, rip it out down to the studs, and start over. Now, critical race theory is, in fact, Marxist, which is a worldview grounded in the belief that there are only two types of people in the world, the oppressed and the oppressors. And in critical race theory, well, you tell the difference between the two by looking at the color of their skin. That's it. If you are less melanated, you are an oppressor, regardless of your background. If you are more melanated, you are oppressed. This is what it comes down to. Why does the World Economic Forum endorse this? Because it suits their agenda, which is breaking the world for their great reset. You've got to deconstruct it so that you can reconstruct it in your own image. And of course, they envision themselves as being the ones ruling this new world order. Now, this is why China has partnered with the World Economic Forum, at least to this point, because China also wants to rule the world, but insofar as we, the Western middle class, are somewhat self-reliant, we're an obstacle to those goals. So, critical race theory, not really true, but a useful tool to the WEF and to China, at least for now, in deconstructing Western civilization on their road, they think, toward a global government. And of course, from a Christian perspective, we understand that that day will eventually come. Meanwhile, we need to be about the Lord's business in the Great Commission. Topic number three, COVID. Some good news here. Five Canadian provinces have announced that they're lifting COVID-19 restrictions to one degree or another as massive protest by truckers continues. The Ambassador Bridge connecting Detroit to Windsor, Ontario, has reopened, but Ottawa still jammed with protesters. Meanwhile, Quebec, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Prince Edward Island, even Ontario announcing that they will reduce or roll back their COVID-19 restrictions. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announced Monday that the province would suspend its vaccine passport March 1st and speed up its reopening plans. The South African doctor who discovered the Omicron variant, Angelique Coetzee, says she's been pressured by European governments to not reveal that it presented as a milder form of the disease. This is according to an interview last week in a German newspaper. When asked if it's true, Coetzee said, "I was told not to state publicly that it was a mild illness. I've been asked to refrain from making such statements and to say that it is a serious illness. I declined." Again, why the pressure? Because it doesn't fit the official narrative. And it is possible that that narrative is shifting. The CDC posted Monday at its website an early version of a paper due for publication in April, that a paper titled Multi-System Inflammatory Syndrome in Adult After First Dose of mRNA Vaccine. In other words, what appears to be a massive autoimmune disorder after his first dose. This was a Japanese patient, an adult male. But again, the fact that this is being published at the CDC's website, the CDC, in other words, not right-wing anti-vax conspiracy theorist website, but the Centers for Disease Control, suggests that perhaps the official narrative is shifting, and that is good news. Topic number two, a constitutional convention. Could it be? State of Nebraska, January 28th, became the 17th state here in the U.S. to push for a convention of states to make changes to the United States Constitution. This is a process that has not been used before, but it is allowed for under Article 5 of the Constitution. It would require approval from two-thirds of the states, that's 34 out of 50. According to the National Constitution Center, the measure is used to bypass the United States Congress, but it's never been done before. The Nebraska legislature, in its resolution, put forward changes that would impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, and limit the terms of office for its officials and for members of Congress. It may not go anywhere, but amen. This was put forward by Nebraska State Senator Steve Halloran, a Republican, who said told Fox News that he believes that overreach on the part of the federal government is driving states to push for this change. Coming up, researchers find the shocking secret to marital happiness. You'll never guess what it is. That's next on 5 and 10.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics, pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, the secret to marital happiness. You'll never guess what it is. So far, we've heard from researchers trying to figure out why some marriages break up, why some are happy, that it's best, this is the conventional wisdom now, backed up by some research, that it's best to wait until you're about 30 to tie the knot. This was actually contradicted recently. A researcher, sociologist at the University of Utah, found that women who got married too early, before their mid-20s, were more likely to break up than their peers who married close to the age of 30. However, there's an interesting exception to that general rule. In analyzing reports of marriage and divorce from more than 50,000 women in the U.S. government's National Survey of Family Growth, they found that there's a group of women for whom marriage before 30 is not risky. Women who married directly without ever cohabiting before marriage, married between the ages of 22 and 30 without first living together, had some of the lowest rates of divorce. Hear what I'm saying. This try before you buy mentality that has become more and more acceptable in our society is actually leading to higher divorce rates. Women who marry young but wait to get married appear to have happier marriages. You know, it would be really, really helpful if there was some sort of written guideline for human behavior and standards of morality to we could follow that would kind of push us in this direction. Can you imagine what it would be like if we just had something like that that we could turn to? Isn't it fun when science confirms the Bible? By the way, some other research, not quite such good news. George Barna, Arizona Christian University, new study found that nearly 30% of millennial Christians, young Christians in America, identify as LGBTQ, whether this actually reflects their sexuality or not. Now, hard data suggests that only about 6% of Americans are actually in a same-sex attraction, okay? So why would five times that number of young Christians in America identify as LGBTQ? Because the media and pop culture has made that a safe space. They're looking for some form of identity. And this really speaks to our failure as older Christians to instill in them the reasons for the hope that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got work to do. And as our thank you for your help in doing this work here at SkyWatch TV during the month of February. Our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a copy of the groundbreaking book, Dead Pets Don't Lie. You really want to know what's in the food you're serving your dog or cat. And during the month of February, for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you the book and the accompanying video. Joe Horn, Donna Howell did some groundbreaking research on this book, and it will startle you. You find out more and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, the home of cutting-edge Christian documentaries, available in full HD for as little as $3. The Great Delusion, the expose of the UFO movement, the award-winning documentaries Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, the next and final phase of man is here, available immediately for just $2.95. Also, the Wars of the Gods documentaries, or travelogumentaries, are tours of Israel, Sardinia. You can get those as well, and you can also purchase unlimited access if you like. Find out more and get instant access to these films at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. And speaking of our Israel tour, we have backed up the dates to next spring, March 19th through 30th of 2023. This is because we really aren't comfortable with the travel restrictions in Israel right now. We're praying that by next spring, those will be lifted. If you want to put down a deposit and things change, whether we move the dates again or we decide to proceed, but there are some restrictions that you're not comfortable with, Lipkin Tours has guaranteed that they will refund your deposit. They've already done this because we've already had to move the tour dates 3 times thanks to COVID. So right now, March 19th through 30th, Sharon and I, along with our colleagues Allie Henson and Donna Howell and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, taking you on a tour of the Holy Land like no other. Optional 3-day extension to Jordan to visit Wadi Rum, the Red Desert, Petra, which is a bucket list item, and, of course, Mount Nebo. Get the view that Moses saw during his only look at the Holy Land. Find out more and reserve your spot at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. And by the way, we've got dates now for our tour of Turkey in the fall of 2022, October 19th through November 2nd of 2022, the Churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, and more. Details on that coming in the days ahead. This week on SkyWatch TV, prophecy expert Jimmy Evans joins Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team to talk about his new book, Tipping Point. Don't miss this. This is eye-opening. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the main program and all of our video programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of them at skywatchtv.com/channels. Program note, our new time on Daystar television around the world is noon central time in the U.S. That's noon central time in the U.S. But again, all of the over-the-air program broadcasts, skywatchtv.com/channels, Roku, Apple TV, or our free mobile app. You can access all of our video content immediately. And of course, the mobile app has the added bonus of news the mainstream media wants you to miss, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. It is available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.